clinics that provide abortions are seeing a spike in demand. Many rely on help from physicians out of state, who are able to provide certain services via video calls. But Side Effects Public Media's FAR usury reports some of those doctors have to navigate the risks of operating in a legal gray area.
Dr. Allison Case spends much of her time in a hospital, where she delivers babies and helps patients get contraception. She also provides abortion services. Case lives and works in Indiana, where abortion is now banned with few exceptions. She's also licensed to practice in New Mexico, a state where abortion remains legal. Before Indiana's abortion ban took effect, she'd use her days off to provide reproductive health services, including abortion care, to patients in New Mexico via telehealth. Many of them travel from neighboring Texas, where abortion is banned.
Some people are buying hotels. Other people might have family or friends they can stay with. Some people are just sleeping in their cars. Like, it's really awful.
All of that just to be able to hop on a 10-minute call with a doctor who, in many cases, happens to be in an entirely different state. On an afternoon in August, Dr. Case sat at her computer, her cat nestled in her lap, and she spoke with a patient.
Hi, this is Dr. Case from Holman's Health. How are you today? I know by the time...
I can't hear the other side of the call, but Case tells me the patient is a pregnant college student from Texas who sits in her car and only shows the top half of her face. She drove for hours to New Mexico to get a prescription for abortion pills, and she has some concerns. Case walks her through them.
So I'm not going to tell you it's not going to hurt at all because it's definitely uncomfortable, but most people get through it fine with those medications.
Medication abortions work for most people who are under 11 weeks pregnant, and research suggests that abortion via telemedicine is pretty safe and effective. As for whether it's legal, that's where it gets complicated. In many states with abortion bans, it is illegal for a doctor to provide abortions via telemedicine. It's not clear, though, what that means for doctors like Case, who are physically located in a state where abortion is mostly banned, but are using an out-of-state medical license to provide care for patients in a place where abortion is legal. One lawyer told Case,
"If anyone tells you they think they know, like, they have certainty about this stuff," she was like, "they're, like, out of their mind."
Katie Watson agrees. She's a law professor and medical ethicist at Northwestern University in Chicago. She says this is uncharted territory.
We're talking about something that's a protected right in one state and a felony in a sister state. And the map is a patchwork.
She says even if states don't explicitly say doctors can't provide abortions via telehealth in other states,
in a draconian enforcement environment, you may not have violated the letter of the law, but creative prosecutors may look for a reason to persecute you.
There's no slam dunk argument they can use here, she says, but in a charged political environment, there is a risk to providers. So it comes down to how much risk they're willing to assume. Right now, the need for abortion care is great, says Amy Hackstrom-Miller. She leads Whole Woman's Health, a clinic that provides telemedicine abortion services in states like New Mexico, Illinois, and Minnesota. She says she's talked to providers about the potential risks.
So just because you comply with the law doesn't mean that anti-abortion people won't come after you.
For her part, Dr. Allison Case in Indiana has decided she'll likely stop providing telemedicine abortions for out-of-state patients. She says if the patient volume is high enough, she might consider driving to Illinois to provide those services.
I just think it's a crazy thing to think I will drive 1.5 hours to Illinois to use my New Mexico license to help people driving from Texas to New Mexico to get their abortion. It's just, like, madness.
And it will likely continue this way, as each state decides on its own abortion rules. I'm Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.
This story comes from a partnership between Side Effects Public Media and NPR's Midwest Newsroom.